From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, November 20th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com. And by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
Police say a 17-year-old from Westbrook is facing a juvenile charge of terrorizing for allegedly making a threat over social media against some students at Casco Bay High School in Portland. The alleged threat prompted the cancellation of classes today at Casco Bay and the Portland Arts and Technology School, which share a campus. Portland Police Lieutenant Robert Martin says the initial investigation's the latest in a number of similar incidents in recent months.
We're getting more times where we're getting 15, 16-year-olds, young adults in possession of real guns and also BB guns and utilizing them in a threatening manner during these disputes.
Martin says police seized a realistic BB gun during the arrest, and from a distance, it's impossible for officers to tell the difference between a BB gun and a real gun. The Chief Justice of the Maine Supreme Judicial Court's calling for a pay increase for judges in the state, Mal Leary reports.
Chief Justice Lee Softly told members of the State Compensation Commission that Maine pays its judges the lowest salary of any state in the U.S. Maine trial judges make just over $133,000 a year. She says while their counterparts in New Hampshire make almost $176,000 a year. She says it's important that Maine attract and maintain skilled judges.
I don't want to get political, but it is, I think, more important today than it has ever been for us to talk out loud about how important it is to a democracy to have an independent judiciary.
Softly says she doesn't believe that the lower salaries are affecting the state's judiciary, but did note that four district court judges have recently left their positions earlier than expected. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And a former Republican congressman who lost the country's first federal ranked choice voting race is advocating against the expansion of its use. Former Representative Bruce Poliquin of Maine, a Republican, lost to current Rep. Jared Golden, a Democrat, last year. In weather tonight, light rain and snow ending early, skies clearing late, lows in the low 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. And on Friday, rain and snow showers in the north and mountains, isolated showers in the rest of the state with partly sunny skies. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, you can visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.